Barner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that gas prices have a tendency to drive you crazy. Us too. So right now, we'd like to do something a little bit crazy for you. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can enter to win $250 in free gas. And while you're there, check out the Big 9 tips that we've created to help you maximize your mileage. Free gas giveaway. Now that's crazy. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. August 17, 2011.
Reporter Sabina Castelfranco says some women in Italy have decided enough is enough when it comes to not having all the same rights as men.
Hundreds of women have gathered in Siena this weekend to call for the empowerment of women in Italy. The head of the Italian National Statistics Body said less than 50% of Italian women work, in the south, less than one-third. Many women in Italy complain that Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's harem culture and use of scantily dressed girls on the television programs of his media empire are cause for the lack of change. This, women say, today can no longer be. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Siena.
An 11-year-old boy in Brazil apparently has a magnetic personality. Brazilian TV shows metal objects, including knives, forks, cameras, even pots and pans that appear to be sticking to his chest, stomach, and back. A doctor tells the network he's not sure what's going on. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Mortgage rates are the lowest they've been in 8 months. I'm Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. The 30-year fixed rate is 4.5%, APR 4.83%. Don't miss out on the lowest mortgage rates of the year. If your current mortgage interest rate is 5% or higher, you need to call Quicken Loans right now. Do not look back years from now and say, I should have locked in back in July of 2011. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I got to gold with this prescription.
We got to gold with mouthwash.
Go gold with your Wellness Plus card and you'll get 20% off your entire Rite Aid store for a year. Every purchase gets you closer. Every prescription gets you closer, faster. No other pharmacy gives you more value.
We saved almost $100 since we turned gold.
So how are you going to get to gold? Enroll in Wellness Plus, free today, in-store or at RiteAid.com. That's the value of wellness. Certain limitations apply. Government-funded prescriptions and prescriptions dispensed in New York and New Jersey and certain non-prescription items are not eligible. See your local Rite Aid for details.
1270 The Buzz.
And welcome back to Broadview on this Saturday. Here with me, JP, with his attitude, and Steve Aussie.
I have two tickets to tonight's show. How did
See,
that
you're
happen?
Going,
I
huh?
called in.
You love, and you won.
Yeah.
See, there, it's easy on this show. So tell us about the market, financial guru. What's going on this week with it?
Yeah.
The job numbers and everything.
Some bad news. We had been focusing on Europe, as you know, and they gave Greece a bunch of money and kicked that can down the road. Then Portugal was downgraded.
Is that kind of like what we did here? I mean, they just bailed them out?
Yeah. They gave them money, but they're really bailing out the banks because they don't want all the banks that own the Greek debt to default and have a banking crisis. And then they downgraded Portugal, and we're worried about Italy and Spain. So all that's sort of been kicked down the road a little bit, and now the focus is coming back to our own problems again. But one thing, I just don't get how Obama can see what's going on in Europe and decide he would like that kind of European socialism. Why do we want that? With countries going down the tubes and riots in the streets, it's just a mystery to me.
We've already got riots in the streets. I mean, that's what happened in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. All they were trying to do was cut back on public employee benefits, and then we had riots.
Well, at least they didn't bust out the guns. I mean, that could happen, but it didn't, thank goodness. Well, now, yesterday, the employment numbers came out.
Right.
And the number in the new jobs was something like 18,000.
Right.
That was good news. No.
First of all, they had expected 150,000 to 200,000 jobs, and this was a complete surprise to all the economists. But beyond that, we need 300,000 or 400,000 jobs each month just to get back to where we were in maybe 4 or 5 years. So this is a serious shortfall showing that it's just not working.
Now, where we were when? You mean back?
When the recession started in 2007 or
okay.
so,
say, yeah.
if we want to get back to that level. So only 18,000 jobs. We now have 9.2% unemployment. There's 14 million people looking for work. 44% of those have been looking for 6 months or more. And if you actually include into those numbers the people that have just given up, that's 23%. So with the debt ceiling issues going on this week, that's going to make the Republicans even more stand strong that they don't want to see any tax increases because we need jobs.
Yeah, I know. And if they start increasing taxes. So why is unemployment so high?
I think business is very cautious. A lot of businesses have a lot of money, but they're worried about the debt ceiling issues that's going on. They don't know if taxes are going to go up or if they're going to go down. Government's been overspending. The stimulus plan failed. We got too much regulation. We have national debt. So businesses are just not anxious to go out there and hire people because of mm-hmm. fear and uncertainty. If they can get some of these things settled at the federal level, maybe businesses, if they know what the environment's going to be like, they're more likely perhaps than to hire.
You know what I think the environment is like is you got to get entrepreneurial and you got to find a way to make your own money. Because people are not hiring. I mean, I think that's happening, not as quickly as we want it to be happening, but I think that's what's going to happen with all these people out of work.
Well, I think we also need an environment for that, and that's not mm-hmm. An environment of high taxes and overregulation does not encourage entrepreneurial activity.
Not at all. Right. Everybody doing everything from their home businesses. You don't have to rent an office. I mean, people are getting together, doing a co-op. I mean, a lot of good things are happening, even though, you know, this is bad news.
And you
a lot of good
and you can work
happening.
In your pajamas, too.
You can work in your pajamas. And there's also a summit going on this weekend to try to work out.
And you can send out pictures of yourself like...
Oh, stop it. Don't get into the wiener.
No, but I just want to say, I've never sent pictures. I've sent lithographs of myself, and I've sent canvases, but I've never sent a photo of myself.
Well, I'm glad I'm not on your email list there, Steve. Oh, there is a summit going on this
there
weekend,
is.
Right? Tell me about
the
it.
The president and Boehner and others are meeting this weekend.
Are they playing golf?
No. They say they're going to spend the weekend just trying to bang out a deal here. The Republicans are somewhat open to looking at some tax loopholes and tightening those up. And that's just an indirect way of a tax increase. But mm-hmm. if they can get spending cuts, they might do that. Others say, why are we just going to piecemeal the tax? We should just look for a tax overhaul of the whole system. You know, just take it apart and start all over again. But we'll probably see cuts in domestic spending, defense, entitlement programs. They may even address Social Security in our entitlement programs, which the Democrats have had as a sacred cow and haven't wanted to touch, but that might be open now. But the Republicans are likely to stand firm on no tax increases. The Democrats are likely to stand firm on don't touch Social Security and all that. And
Nancy Pelosi is back in there.
Yeah, and she came over to the president to make sure he knew that she was not going to accept any changes in Social Security.
Do you think she's as powerful as she was before?
Well, no. I guess Boehner is, you know, Speaker of the House, so he has. She's one seat down. I saw the photo of her. She was one seat on the other side of the president, beyond Boehner there. We're in this trouble because we spent too much, and I don't know why we think spending more fixes that. In the late 1930s, FDR's Treasury Secretary said, we're spending more than we ever have, and it hasn't worked. When Reagan came in, he came into a situation not terribly unlike what Obama got into. Unemployment was high, and the country was in trouble. But he fixed it. He fixed it by lowering taxes, whereas Obama seems to want to fix it by increasing. You know, I thought... Denise is my wife is very frugal. I tend to spend too much. We tend to balance each other out, but how free are you when you're spending somebody else's money? And that's what these people are doing. They're spending our money, and it's just not that big of a thing to them.
Well, I don't see anything in there about cutting the financial aid to other countries. That's the biggest deal I see. I think they could really...
Drives you crazy, doesn't it?
Drives me absolutely crazy. They're talking about... cutting Social Security and cutting all of these things over here and this and cut and that cut and raising and
then you hear
and then
about
Obama sending millions of dollars to other countries.
Millions of billions. Like,
all right, billions.
Yeah.
You know?
Drives me crazy too.
Drives me nuts.
The one bit of drama might be is that they're throwing around the idea is that the president could point to the 14th Amendment on this whole thing. And the 14th Amendment says that the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law shall not be questioned, which means he could pull a rabbit out of the hat and say, you know, the 14th Amendment says that we got to do this. Of course, I think it should only be limited if he does that to payment on our bonds. But, you know, the Heritage Foundation, their legal scholar, says that he doesn't have the power to do this without the approval of Congress. And so what could happen if he actually tried to do that, the Congress could sue the president, maybe even go for impeachment. So anyway, this weekend, they're supposed to hash it out. We're running out of time, so we'll
see what
happens.
We're talking about the debt ceiling
now. Debt ceiling issue.
Yeah, but Steve, Geithner already walked back from that. He already answered that. 14th Amendment issue.
Yeah,
he said
did.
No.
No.
He does not have the right to raise debt limit. So.
Yeah, but the president doesn't always do what his advisors say to do.
Well, you would think that Geithner would have cleared that with Obama before he said
it. Well, Geithner wants out anyway.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He's on a sinking ship.
I kind of agree with Zakaria. I like to listen to that guy. And he said that we would have up to a 15% chance of a market meltdown if we don't raise the ceiling.
Go for it.
Well, if we get downgraded in our debt, but there are plenty of people that say we don't have to raise the ceiling to pay our debt. One, they could print money. I mean, that has its ramifications too. But and I've heard Peter Morici of the University of Maryland say we probably have enough money to pay back the debt that's coming due. So it might be fear-mongering that they're doing to try to say, we got to do this or else, just so that they can get the tax increases and things that they want.
It might not be as dire as he paints the picture.
You don't have to not pay the debt. You can stop paying bureaucrats, send them all home, and say you're not getting paid this month. Yeah. You don't have to start by not paying the debt.
Right.
So that's just...
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Fear tactics.
And the rating agencies don't care. If you pay back your debt, you're good with them. If you don't pay your employees,
they don't care.
Your points. That's all.
Okay. How about the Heller situation? There's been some news about that, right?
Yeah. As we.